Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, June 4th. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning.
Wine, food, Uber, and other fun things.
Just to name a few.
Yeah.
So you know how you can rate your Uber driver?
Sure.
One being horrible, five being the best on planet Earth. Well, now Uber drivers can rate you.
And you can get dinged and kicked out of an Uber if your rating isn't good enough, right?
This is according to Uber's head of safety brand, Kate Parker. She said the initiatives were basically needed because respect is a two-way street. So they only expect a small number of riders to ultimately be impacted by ratings-based deactivations, which means they won't pick you up anymore. You're going to get on the list. That means you're going to be walking. So basically, they say Uber drivers can face deactivation if their ratings given by riders falls below 4.6%. So not quite sure how it's going to work for the riders themselves. But the two things that probably will get you on that list quicker than anything. When you hassle your Uber driver is by not taking your garbage with you when you leave your Uber ride and asking your driver to speed.
Okay. I imagine don't getting sick in the rear of the Ubers is another one of those.
Yeah, I don't know
for
what.
A night of drinking.
Yeah, there was when you go out at night, I've Ubered with a friend who actually took a picture of the car when we left.
Oh,
just
so,
to
so
confirm.
They can't charge you for, because they'll charge you for cleaning up the car, right?
Yeah, they will. And, depending on who it is, they could pick up the next people and get them kind of confused.
Yeah,
so
right.
It was kind of the photo evidence that we didn't leave the car in a state like that.
So cover yourself. I like that.
So we talked about red wine.
Something that Chris and I know something about. I like white wine too, but I mainly drink red wine.
I will say, since we went to the Embers Wine and Food Festival, we were opened up to Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, that's a great one.
Nice,
with fish, man.
Fruity,
I love
little
it.
Yeah. Great wine for this time of the year where it's kind of hot.
Pinot Grigio, too, this time of year is great.
Yeah,
that's what we had last night.
Generally speaking, they did this poll of about 2,000 Americans and said the average 2,000 Americans who drink four glasses of wine per week, and they said that those who prefer red wine over white were 14% more likely to call themselves an aficionado.
Okay. I think it's because there's more varieties of red wine than there are white wines, at least that I know of.
Yes, there are. I would tend to think so, but they say that white wine drinkers were more likely to be night owls, cat-owning extroverts who identify as, quote, curious, sarcastic perfectionists. While red wine drinkers were more likely to be early birds, dog-owning introverts. Kind of half right. They say that pretty much we're spending a lot of cash on our wine. Red wine drinkers spending about $40 on average per bottle, $37 for white wine drinkers.
I never spend that much on wine. Very rarely.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe at a restaurant, but that's about it. Those are restaurant prices right there.
Yeah, let's talk about food and restaurants here because, they say a third of us reach for some sort of a comfort food when we're under stress. And the problem is that generally that comfort food has a lot of sugar, has a lot of fat, has a lot of stuff that it's going to make your glycemic index. That's how your body processes the food, it's going to make you crash
sugar. You get a high from the glycemic index, but it also, when it wears off, you're below where you were when you first started.
And, and that kind of it creates this perpetual cycle. And what we're trying to do is keep you balanced and make you feel better and not gaining your gut.
So there are mood-boosting foods that you can consume.
They say pumpkin seeds in particular are really good for potassium, phosphorus, zinc, and especially magnesium because only about a third of Americans get the daily amount of magnesium.
Huh.
Every day. And if you don't have this, is this you perhaps have a lot of headaches, have some anxiety, tired all the time, can't sleep when you're tired, even though you're nervous, and maybe even have a little bit of high blood pressure?
Maybe a little more magnesium in your system.
Just a little bit. Dark leafy greens such as kale and spinach will do that for you as well.
Right.
The gold standard in protein is the good old-fashioned egg.
I'm a fan.
Calcium, iron, zinc, selenium, phosphorus, vitamins A, D, E, and K, all in 80 calories.
Yeah, baby, that's got it all in one little package.
Absolutely. They say it's the most nutritionally dense food around, great for battling stress.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots and celery, very good because they're crunchy, and that actually could help you relieve the physical stress of being under pressure. Because for those who have perhaps do a lot of grinding of your teeth, by you chomping, you're kind of getting all that nervous energy out in a good way.
Yeah, and there's something about the crunchy.
Yeah.
Salty crunchy is good. Maybe a little salt on the carrot.
This is interesting. I said these have in common red peppers, papaya mm-hmm. and kiwi. Right. And I was thinking, they have seeds inside.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, wait a
you
minute.
You got to clean them first, right?
Yeah, that's all fruits. But come to find out, they have more vitamin C per serving than oranges.
Wow.
And they say multiple study point to vitamin C curbing stress, the stress hormone cortisol. So
yeah, and that's without the sugar too, because there's so we did a story last week about that glass of orange juice every morning.
Yeah,
it's not doing as much good as you thought because there's sugar involved with it.
They say drinking black tea may help you recover from stress events more quickly, according to a recent study. And chamomile tea has been used for centuries to help you calm and relieve stress.
Okay.
Good news about those 10,000 steps your Fitbits and fitness trackers telling you to do.
That's so old school.
You don't need to do nearly as much. About half is what you need to do, according to this new research. To say that in order to get the same significant health benefits, you only would need to walk about 6,000 to 7,000 steps a day.
Yeah, they looked at a whole bunch of people, like what was it, a tenth? How many people was it? 10,000?
They looked at, it was a four-year study. They said that 25, I don't know how many people were in it, but they said for about a quarter of the women who walked the least, which was averaging close to 2,700 steps, they were more likely to die approximately 4.3 years earlier than the group that had walked anywhere from 4,400 steps to 7,500 steps.
All right.
They say after 7,500, there's really no no difference at all from 70.
Kind of a point of diminishing returns, right there.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to 10,000 because 7,500, you're doing about as much good as you can for just. And this is just walking now.
Yeah, and the best part, this isn't fast speed walking.
No.
This is sauntering, strolling, whatever you want to call
that's
it.
A nice amble.
There you go, an amble.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be doing. It's just walking in general. And this is what is interesting. How do we got to 10,000 steps? From because we're talking about walking, it's probably one of the most simplest things you can do for your own fitness. Back in 1964, Tokyo was going to host the Summer Games, and the people got all excited with all these fit athletes coming to compete. And you know, like modern societies, you're sitting sedentary at a desk all the time, so you have a lot of lifestyle diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and stroke. So there was this company. The thing was for you to go out and just walk. This pedometer company decided, hey, we're going to market this.
Yeah.
And they called it the Manpro Kai pedometer. Manpro Kai in Japanese is 10,000.
10,000 steps.
That's how.
That's
right. It's a marketing ploy.
It was named after this company. It had nothing to do with how many steps you needed to take. They just figured, we'll just have a nice little name right here. So
I can imagine like a dartboard throwing a dart and it just landed on 10,000. There you go.
But I know so many people that will look at the Fitbit and are disappointed in themselves. They didn't get their 10,000 steps. But if you got between the 44 and 7,500, you're still doing yourself good. So don't be discouraged.
It really is like what we do, and it's like just little things. You know, we do have our One Thing initiative with Intercom. Talks about just helping the environment. I take the One Thing into your health, and the one thing we do is we just park when we find a parking spot. I'll see people around just driving around trying to find parking spots close to the door.
Park and walk is okay.
Yeah. I park as soon as, and if it's the furthest spot away, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there's that nice little walk that you have, and you know, that's my one little thing just to get in extra 10, 15 steps. You can do it too.
You know what I saw yesterday in the grocery store? I saw there were wooden straws, and there were cutlery and plates that's all biodegradable.
How about that?
I mean, really nice-looking stuff, too.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people complaining about the paper straw thing. I'm like, you know, do you realize there were paper... straws were paper before they were plastic.
That's right.
Just pointing that out. Just relax.
They seem to work. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
work
not
then.
Doing it right. Yeah.
The best and easiest way to clean a microwave. These are four basic methods of cleaning your microwave. They all involve steam.
Yes, free steam.
Yeah, and basically it's trying to get the steam to loosen up all the cooked on food and sauces that are inside your microwave.
You give it a sauna.
You're
making a sauna out of it.
They say take a microwave-safe bowl, fill it with plain old tap water, nuke it for about 5 minutes until it starts to boil. Once it's finished, turn it off and leave the door closed. Let the steam do the work for you. You should be able to get there and clean it up.
It'll soften up all the bake-down stuff.
Yeah. There's also more of a... this is maybe the maintenance clean that you can do. It involves just a paper towel. Go ahead and,
wet the paper towels,
get a few paper towels, wet them, put them in the microwave, heat it on high for about a minute, and wait for 5 minutes, and then take that paper towel should be cooled off enough for you to touch it, and then you can kind of wipe up the surface area that way.
Take the little circulating tray, the little rotating tray out of there first, though.
Yeah. Lemons, they say, are a natural mild disinfectant. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that we have lemon-scented everything.
That's real, yeah.
But there's no lemon in it, but if we had lemon in it, it probably would do better than if it didn't. They say fill your microwave safe bowl with a half cup of water. Squeeze the juice of one lemon into that bowl, and then add the lemon halves to it as well. Nuke it on high. Keep the doors closed for a few minutes after the water has boiled. And what will happen is all that citric acid in the essential oil will actually start breaking down the food particles for you.
Nice.
And then finally, swap out the lemons for vinegar, because vinegar also has acetic acid that actually is a powerful cleaner as well. I love the description of the stone, because they say that it is more powerful than the acids found in coffee and citrus food,
right?
But not as powerful as the acids in a car battery and the stuff in your stomach.
Okay, so it won't eat your fingerprints off. That's nice. All right.
So they say just add about a tablespoon of vinegar per cup of water. Do it the same method until it boils. Leave it closed. It should work pretty good for you.
Yeah, that's something you can do once a month or something, you know.
Yeah, and then the end is near for iTunes. The long-rumored shutdown of iTunes from Apple was announced Monday, which would have been yesterday, the third of June.
Right.
But you know, it's been around since 2001, and you got to think back way back then. This was predates the phone.
This is iPod.
We were getting iPods, which was incredible. You know, you can put a whole CD instead of the big book. It's in this little teeny thing.
Where's your iPod?
Yeah, mine's still in the car. Believe it or not.
No, seriously.
Yeah, it's damaged.
It's still working.
Kinda, sorta. It shuts off, but it's in there.
It's old.
And so is iTunes. And here's what they kind of announced with it. They said that they're going to be transitioning. In fact, your iPhone probably has already transitioned into three separate apps.
Yeah, because I got an iPod app, I've got a movie app, and I've got an iTunes app.
Right. Because iTunes had everything. Had the movies, the books, the podcast, everything all
now,
in one
all
pot.
All your content is safe. It's not going anywhere. It's just going to be show up on a different app.
So your music's going to be in the Apple Music app. Now, your movies are going to be the movie, your blah, 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 stuff like that. They say this is more in line to get with the portable devices, more with like the Mac Pro Books and the stuff that you sit at home. So it's kind of hard to see it go away, though.
It's kind of nostalgia a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Like you had said, we have an old iPhone 3GS. And I open it up, and the font is all different. It's just very nostalgic to kind of look at the phone every once in a while.
I've got a basket full of old cell phones.
Yeah?
Yeah. And chargers. Anybody need a charger?
Charger for a Nokia phone, perhaps. So there's our show for today, Tuesday, June 4th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.